At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bruvs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Benoons.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. Just giving Bueller a little butt scratch. Walked right over.
Oh, that butt. Love that.
So I'm doing good. Welcome to Winter House and Day. What are you up to today?
I'm just embracing the fact that the weekend is upon us, and I'm doing fun things like shirtless snow angels on my carpet where there's no snow and my shirt is on.
Idiots. That was the best part.
Idiots.
The girls are just like, idiots. Well, everybody, welcome to Winterhausen Day. Today is the last recap of the week, but hey, they're every day. So come back, join us. Join us always. Listen to the back catalog. We don't care. Crappens on Demand is a fun place where we do video recaps. This week we did the Real Housewives of Miami Season 5 trailer and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, so go check those out. Thanks to everybody who is joined up on Patreon. We really appreciate that. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Also, Take a Seat comes back this Monday night. That's our live show over on Spotify at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's when you guys come up, talk to us, tell us your feelings, you talk to each other in the chat. I actually really missed doing it this week. We were off for Halloween, and I didn't love it. I have to be honest. I didn't love being off.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm excited to come back and talk to you guys. And for today, there's Winterhouse. What are your thoughts, Ben?
Well, Winterhousen. Well, first of all, I watched this at literally 12:30, midnight 30. And I was in the throes of food coma. And so for the last 10 minutes when I was taking notes, I was doing a full-on nod off, and I was like, no, you're going to finish this tonight because you don't want to wake up tomorrow morning and have to do 10 minutes of notes. So you're going to do this. So then the last 10 minutes, I had that thing where I was falling asleep and my fingers were falling asleep on the keyboard. So all my notes said, they say things like, and then, it's like, I almost want to go home.
Broken tape.
Paige as spoken as if her words were, the person writing their words was falling asleep. The point is, my memory is going to be a little fuzzy in the last scene, because that's really where I started to struggle.
It's the cast of this show. Okay. I'll tell you what happened. Nothing, because it's Winterhouse. A bunch of
nothing.
Old people got drunk and tried to nothing fuck happened. Each other. Okay, that's what happened. So we begin in the silence. Dun, 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 because we're at the sinner's party where Austin has dressed as the Pope to publicly apologize to everybody in just the cutest darn way ever, because he's Austin, so he may be a shithead, but he still wants to get laid when he goes to local bars. So that's his big move, I think, to get that done. Like, oh my God, aren't I just a cad? Come on.
Yeah, this is damage control. I'm wondering, this was in March I think it said the date was like March 3rd or March 4th. And I'm wondering when Austin's episodes of Summer House were airing. They probably were airing. I wonder if did his episodes air in like February, or did they air in March of this year? Because if they've already aired, it would make sense why he's coming in on this apology tour on Winter House, you know?
Yeah, I don't care. You know, I've seen so many fucking Marvel movies. I don't even care. It's a multiverse that I just don't care about. You know, like, who was thinking what Doctor Strange was really doing? Not me. Okay. And I was fine not
knowing. I know.
All right.
By the way, I downloaded this app, Marvel Snap. It's a game that's very popular right now. And I was just thinking, why does Bravo not give us a Bravo Snap? Because I would prefer to play a virtual card game where instead of playing Iron Man and Dr. Baklava, or whatever these characters' names are, I want it to be like Gretchen Rossi versus Meredith Marks. Give us that, Bravo. Give us Bravo Snap.
Well, how does the game work?
It's like, I have a deck of cards, and you have a deck of cards, and like our cards have different powers, and we play cards simultaneously, and then we're like building up values, and like basically you play a certain number of cards in onto the table, and there's three different locations on the table, and you want to win. You want to have the higher value. It's basically like a game of war.
Well, you sort just of. Answered your it's own more question. Than that. No one on Bravo is good at building value, okay? Except Bethany, and she I'm like, whoever plays Bethany or Vanderpump wins, you know, or everybody else just loses.
Oh, man. But honestly, like the idea of like having these virtual brawls. I mean, we used to do that actually on the podcast. We had like that brief window where we had the Bravo Super Fights, and it was like Reza, but his hand is made up of Kristen Doty versus Lisa Vanderpump and three cats. Who would win that fight?
Super Fights.
The point is, all these speculations are more interesting than anything that happened on Winter House last night. That's the point.
So Austin has just apologized to Sierra and said, "Am I forgiven?" And it was silence. And so now we come back and it's still silence. And he goes, "Well, am I forgiven?" And Kyle's like, "I guess not, nope." And Sierra's like, yeah. And she tells us, I mean, he already apologized to me in Charleston. So to like have a group apology and keep opening this up, like, damn, I'm tired of talking about it already. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that for
we'll see about that.
Who say. Okay. I mean, you've been on TV long enough to understand what he's doing, Sierra. Don't make me explain it.
So Jessica's like, okay, so here's what I would like to repent for. I keep calling Corey the wrong name. And Paige is like, oh, why don't you call him? And Corey goes, Craig. And so then everyone's like, ha! By the way, Corey really annoyed me this episode. Is he starting to annoy you? Because he's annoying me.
I mean,
I need to feel like we're feeling this. I want to calibrate my annoyance with your annoyance.
He's a douchebag who owns a bar gym who walks around in a pearl necklace. I've hated his guts since the second I laid eyes on him, of course. So Rachel's big apology is like, the other night I turned Corey's shirt into a crop top. I just felt compelled. And then Craig's like, well, I repent for yelling at my buddy and making him feel sad. Sorry, Luke. And Luke's like, you know what, bro? Really, all that get your hands off my nipples, please. Oh, okay. Well, you know, thanks for the communication. I'll just be sitting over here thinking about making a fire.
You're not God. You don't get to repent because you're not God.
So Paige is like, where's my apology? What about me? And he goes, you're welcome for getting to be with me. And she's like, oh, come on, Craig. I'm sure you could scrounge something up. And he's like, we've pushed ourselves through some obstacles. So, like, I'm just thankful for us being, like, that you're with me, so.
That's not an apology. Well, I don't really know what to say, so I know dating me is not easy. Say it to the people in the back, everyone. Say it to the people in the back. That was a joke. So Kyle goes, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to literally nobody. I have no regrets. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I let Amanda poop in the bathroom before me because I had to deal with that. So I apologize to myself.
So then they all start partying and Paige and Sierra are in their room and Paige is like, oh my God, he didn't apologize to me for anything. And then we see Corey passing by Jess trying to flirt. And she's doing a selfie. And he goes, "You look really hot." And she goes, "Thank you, Corey. That was really sweet of you." And just keeps staring at herself and her phone.
Corey is really like the combination of Austin and Carl, which I think is why he annoys me. Because he does all the Carl things. Carl's thing is, "Oh, you look great, by the way. Oh, you look great, by the way." And Corey's thing is, "Oh, you look really hot, by the way. You actually look really hot." And he just says it at random times. Like, she'll be, like, reaching for a can of tuna. Like, "Hey, you want some tuna? Yeah, I'd love some tuna. You look really hot, by the way. That was really hot." You know? But his responses are very often in the way his flirt style is that aggressive, like, "You're stupid. What are you? You're ridiculous. Did you really just ask me for a can of tuna? You're stupid. You look hot."
Yeah, it's kind of the non-traditional good-looking people, you know, because they like had to. Well, Corey like had to work out a lot for his looks, because when you see him as a teenager, it's not like your soap opera kind of look, you know. And then you've got Austin, who's just got the tall thing going for them, so they have to pull in hot girls with these different tactics, which Corey admits up front are tactics, which I guess I can at least respect that. But yeah, they do the thing like, "I'm going to pretend I'm not interested in the hottest girl here, because watch, they're going to fall for me because I'm not interested." And you're like, "Oh, come on, that's not going to work. That's such a sexist thing to even say. Oh my God, I like you because you don't think I'm hot." It's like they know magic. Yeah, they've learned magic, you know. There's like a douchebag club where douchebags give each other tips, and this is what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, he found the girl who's the daddy issues, and he's just gonna exploit them.
Yeah. So then Paige sees Craig, and she's like, "You're not being very nice to me tonight."
"Yeah, well, you're like a little sinny for me because I'm an angel, so like I can't see you anymore. Once you join the dark side, God said to."
Yeah, and then we see them, they're like, now it's like drinking games and stuff, like fun drinking games. And of course, while everyone's having fun, "Kyle, don't overdo it, Kyle."
"Okay, Mom." Craig's like, "I love that she can be so sweet on the streets, and then like my little freak in the sheets."
And then she shoves that devil's spike thing up his butt. She's like, "Bend over."
Yeah. And then we see Sierra and Austin talking. And Austin's like, "I'm dressed like an idiot." And she's like, "Not too different from usual. So what do you want to chat about?" And he goes, "Well, we haven't had a chance to sit down and talk." And she's like, "Well, I mean, look, like, I don't want to do a lot of like back and forth. I mean, I still have a lot of feelings for you, but I also want to have a good time. And like, I just want this to be cordial and sort of sad too, you know?"
"God damn it, Sierra. Last year was so fun. And then I came to the house and I was just like a ticking time bomb."
Like, oh God, shut up, Austin. You don't get to be an asshole to everybody for a year and then show up and like roll around in your own victimhood. So everybody has to spend this year telling you how great you are. You know?
Right.
You were a dick. And also nothing says like shady, non-meant apology like dressing up like the Catholic Church, by the way. I don't know who suggested that costume to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Although if he had come dressed like Meryl Streep's character in Doubt, I would have been down for it. So
I made an effort. It might have been late, but I made an effort.
I have such goddamn doubts. So Austin's like, "I truly care about you." And then now she's crying. God, if she has to shed another tear about this asshole. And she goes, "And you are a good person. And I want people to see that." I'm like, "Nope. No, Sierra, that's not your job to do that. It's his job to make us see that he's a good person.
I just want you to, like, get into therapy and, like, nurture these relationships that are important to you. Okay?" And he's like,
"Coming back is another chance. I'm not the person I want to be. And I'm not the person I need to be to this group of friends of mine."
So then he starts, like, whispering stuff to her. And he's like, "Can I get a hug?" And she goes, "Just stop being destructive, Austin. That's all I ask."
He goes, "Message heard." And she's like, "And message felt all over my face. God, you have a lot of saliva."
So then Jason farts and he's like, "Sushi bombs, guys. Those were sushi bombs." And so now Paige and Sierra are in bed catching up. And Sierra's like, "I'm like, just stop being this asshole people think you are, because you're not an asshole. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. What has he done to show you that he's not an asshole? Stop making people better in your head.
Okay. I know. Just because he said sweet nothings to you, he was doing that to get in your pants. That was not evidence of him not being an asshole. And then we cross cut with him, with Sierra defending Austin, with him peeing out the door. He like opens the door and then just pees on the deck. It's not that he just like peed on the ground. He just pees in the snow on the deck that they're all gonna be stepping in.
Such a pig, dude. Go to the banister like a real gentleman.
I know. Go 3 feet. Or just use the bathroom that's actually in the house. That's like 3 feet away from you.
But he also just wanted to wag his dick at the camera, because that's what he did. Like, he angles himself right for the camera. He wouldn't have gotten that had he done it over the deck, you know? And then he wags his wiener, which does look kind of big. But you know what? We should all be so lucky to have that little blur effect every time we whipped out our wieners, you know?
Yeah. So,
jealous of his blur effect.
Sierra's like, I mean, he's like super thoughtful and sensitive as he's like full on spraying this entire deck. Like, they're all gonna, there's gonna be pee ice there tomorrow morning.
So Paige is like, well, did he say something about potentially having a girlfriend soon? And she's like, no. So then we go over to Craig and Corey with Austin, who's closing the door after just pissed all over, you know, a community area. And Craig asks if he talked to Sierra, and he's like, well, we hadn't talked. And, you know, we're just pretending it was all copacetic. So now we talk. Now we talk. Now we did it. Now we fucking did it, Craig. It's fucking a sing right now, Craig.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Paige is like, okay, this is the one thing I'm going to say. Just kidding. I'm going to say about like 45 more things about this. But don't be talking to Austin a lot. Like, be your funny, normal self that America has yet to actually see. And then just be like a little aloof towards him, you know? And Sierra's like, what's aloof mean? Oh my God, I love that funny side of you again. Oh wait, you're serious.
So Amanda and Kyle are in bed, and Kyle's wasted, and Amanda's like, Kyle, can you unzip me, and he just crashes in bed.
She could have been a Cylon on Battlestar. Isn't that what that's called when the Cylons reveal themselves? They are unzipping.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think I was given false information by one of my board game friends. Ben tries to talk about sci-fi.
I think if there's a Cylon in this house, it's Jess, for sure.
Yeah, because she's Lindsay. she's like just a Lindsay Cylon.
Yeah, she's the Lindsay Cylon for sure. So then we get a shot of Corey changing into his PJs, so we see his naked butt, and you know, he is much more pleasant when it's just his butt, I have to say. So then he goes to talk to Jess, and he's like, it's late. She's like, actually, it's early. And he's like, what are these on the table? What are those, like buns? She goes, yeah, we're making sticky buns. He's like, these are crusty as fuck. What the fuck?
That's what I'm talking about. Total Austin play right there. Like, are you really going to neg her over buns?
Over sticky buns? And she goes, you're really funny, Craig. And he goes, I can't with this. You call me Craig again. I'm fucking out of here.
So he goes to his room to go onto his iPad, and he's not mad at all. He's just playing a game. And she goes, wait, Corey, are you actually mad? Is it because of the buns? I can remake them. Are you serious?
So then he tells us his strategy. He's like, there's a game to be played. Like, we're all playing a game. I grew up with sisters and cousins, and they're all older than me. So I didn't invent the game. I learned the game. Like, look at all the other guys and then do the opposite of what they're doing. Luke, Jason, they're good looking guys. Do the opposite of that and you'll get laid way more.
Yeah, girls are stupid. I grew up, I saw a girl when I was a kid. I watched Double Trouble when I was a kid, so I know about girls. So therefore, I get laid.
So then Kyle is in bed going, I'm going to chew some gum. She's like, Kyle, that's disgusting. So Paige is in bed with Craig now. And she's like, don't turn off the light. You got to wash your face. I mean, you've got shit to do, Craig. And he goes, I'm not going to wash my face. She just goes, that's crazy. Oh my God, what am I doing in this relationship? I'm losing it. I don't know that I can take much more of this. He's going to bed without watching his face.
Slowly going crazy.
Craig, you're turning me into a Cylon. Don't you mean Cylon? No,
sigh on, as if I want to sigh on everything.
I'm a square car that nobody really wants to buy, but somehow every Uber driver has one. Like, yeah.
I am an experiment by a Toyota that lasted through the Bush administration.
So now it's morning, and Craig is in bed snoring like a cartoon. Did you catch that? He's like,
I did not believe that. I felt like that was put in my. I felt like that was someone in post production dubbing their voiceover, because that was so cartoony. It was so cartoon. I was like, I'm surprised they didn't, you know, put in a CGI feather blowing on his nose. You know,
the curtains come blowing a little bit every time he exhales.
They should have just put like the Peter and the Wolf theme in the background to just truly set the scene.
So people start to wake up, and the kitchen's, you know, the whole house is still a fucking nightmare. And guess what, guys? The Toms are coming. Dun, dun, dun. So everybody's excited about that. And Jason and Luke are outside making snowballs and collecting them in like a wheelbarrow thing to play a game. Those two are so cute. Why do they have to do everything? They literally do everything. And the kitchen would even be cleaned up had they not been trying to plan the rest of your loser's day.
Yeah. So Craig is like, morning, lovey. It's fun getting to spend all this time with you. And she goes, I know. I haven't gotten sick of you just once. Really? Have you ever gotten annoyed with me? No. And then it cuts to her being like, well, I would never in this moment bring up, well, actually, it's kind of like if someone gives you a gift certificate to Zara, but you already bought everything you want from there, you don't turn it down. Because, like, what if there's more stuff that you didn't realize the first time around? So you just go, okay.
I'm glad you're having fun with me. Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking kill him.
So then we cut to the kitchen, and Corey's just, like, walking around like Corey. And Jess watches him, and she's like, normally, like, if I like a guy, I'm like, I want you. Because, like, I'm cute. So if I flirt with a guy, he's mine. I mean, it's almost, like, too easy. But with Corey, I can't tell if he really doesn't like me or if he's just playing a really good game of chess. But kudos to him, because it's working.
I believe that what she specifically said was, I'm cute, and if I flirt with guys, they'll automatically like me.
Oh, my God. I can't believe other girls don't like you. So crazy. Such a mystery.
So then a car pulls up, and guess who's arriving? Not a pair of shoes, but it's Toms. Like the Toms.
Wow, we really needed this, Bubba. And he's like, we're going to have a good attitude, right, bro? He's like, yeah, because we're going to leave our baggage back home. Well, figuratively, because we have baggage. Darn, did I mess that up?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they come in and hugs, and lots of, whoa, bro, yeah. What is this, like a party house? Fucking amazing, bro. It's like fucking party.
Do you guys LED lights, anybody? All right, I've got some Philips Hue in my bag. All right.
And Schwartz goes right up to Jess and goes, whoa, I thought you were Lindsay for a second, but then I realized you weren't jumping on me like a facehugger from Alien. Sorry, I don't have my glasses.
She's like, who are you guys friends with? And he's like,
these guys. Oh, wow. This house is so nice. By the way, thanks so much for having us.
And they're like, don't lie and say it's nice. This is a fucking pigsty. You've already got a fly on your face. And you just walked in.
Don't be embarrassed. You should be proud. Like, this looks amazing. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, look how dirty this is. It was like, dude, this was like an epic night and we fucking missed it.
So then we see Tom Sandoval's new look since he became like a cover band rock star.
Yes. Dude,
Robert Goulet in a dad sweater. What are you doing? Who
I loved it. I loved it. And it's, I don't know, for some reason, it was like a weird ass bolo and like, he sort of had moved his Clea DuVall hair to one side. It was so bizarre, but it's, I was like into it in a weird way.
Clea DuVall, a Clea DuVall pompadour. What the
his
hell?
His hair is like, his hair don't is actually like a beret now.
Darling, don't say now.
You're so lucky that you got to work with Robert DuVall.
Oh, I know.
I meant Robert Goulet, not Robert DuVall.
Robert DuVall as Robert Goulet.
Don't assume.
Goddamn Donkashane. Goddamn Donkashane. This is just older Austin.
So they're talking, you know, we just see more of the Toms. Tom's like, wow, like our LA friends go hard, but like these people like go hard. And Schwartz is like, wow, this is rowdy. What a ruckus.
And Sandoval's like, well, we can get rowdy. And Schwartz goes, yeah, this would be a safe place to crush a beer and slam it on my head. So then they go on a house tour and everything. And like within like a second, Sandoval's already found a guitar and starts singing on it. Maybe it's Luke's guitar or something. And Sandoval's just like singing a song. And Kyle's just sort of like smiling, sort of lightly laughing, not really sure what he's supposed to do. Like, is it weird they haven't asked for Loverboy and it's been like 5 minutes? I don't know what to do.
Because it's always that when that guy pulls out the guitar. Always, you know? It's like, oh, Jesus. Now we have to sit here with these fake smiles on our head and pretend that your two fucking chords sound amazing. You know? So then Kyle and Amanda's room. Kyle's like, babe, what sunglasses should I wear? She's like, Kyle, hold on. I have to poop.
And then Sierra's FaceTiming. Sierra in her room is FaceTiming Paige in her room. And Sierra's like, what's the theme of today's activity? And Paige just goes, Arctic. Which I thought was so fun. I don't know why. Arctic. Like that. Arctic. I don't want to say anymore. Just Arctic.
Well, can't we just agree to like have a theme that's like dope outfit? Wear a dope outfit.
Well, Arctic is my dope outfit. So you're on your own.
So everybody gets dressed for their like crazy day. And Sandoval's like, I'm going to out crazy everybody. I'm going to wear long john PJs and a kilt. That's right, bro. So then they're all doing shots that are being held on one of those plastic cake top things. And then Tom whips out his fucking trumpet. I mean, dude, are you here 10 minutes? Like, how long do you have on this show? Put it away. Go outside. Touch grass.
Yeah, it honestly didn't bother me because I just feel like this entire show is sort of like that crazy pack rat person in Labyrinth. You know, who carries everything on her back. It's just sort of like, this is like the pack. This is the pack on top of that labyrinth creature. Just all the shit, like, yeah, just throw in the horn. Like, we're already here. Just give it, just throw it all at us. I don't care at this point. That's just what we are. That's what we signed up for.
So now it's time for their outside winter game thing. And looks like when it comes to winter things, leave it to me, okay? I grew up in this world. As a kid, I would play these games. And as an adult, we can still play these games, just with, you know, less boob touching and, you know, stuff like that. Also, it hurts a lot more. So
I love that Luke acts like he's the only one who's had access to winter in the entire country. Oh, yeah, there's this thing called winter that happens. Yeah, I'm actually lucky that I got to experience it and I can teach you things about it. I'm like, Kyle grew up on a ski.
Yeah, Snofa, not just a show on A&E or AMC or whatever. You know, it's a place where people grow up. You know, Snowfall, it's a vibe.
So guess what? It's the polar bears versus the skull crushers. And they're going to do, it's like they're doing silly games. So they're doing a biathlon where they have to like drink and then throw a snowball and hit a bucket.
Here's my note. Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
I'm not typing all this shit out. No way. They play games, you know, they play games and woo a lot and drink. And then Paige comes sledding down and knocks into the head first into the flip cup table. And she's like, this was part of the plan. Run into the table. Everyone's confused. Then you win. My prize is a boyfriend that I kind of want to murder and wish he would just notice that I have a feeling inside of me that's not good right now. Oh my God, what am I cracking right now? What am I cracking right now?
Dude, I think your girlfriend's unzipping. So Jess is telling Sierra that she's just telling Sierra that Corey, it's like Corey doesn't seem like super interested, but like now I'm interested. And Sandoval's trying to pee with his kilt. There's like a lot of stuff happening. A lot of things.
So then Kyle and Austin are talking, and Kyle's like, yeah, you know, like, Austin's not using labels because he has a girlfriend. And Austin's like, no. Like, I've known her for a minute, you know, talking about what's-her-buns, flowers.
Olivia.
And he's like, you know, and we're like, let's stop, like, seeing, like, other people, you know? And she didn't want to have, like, a relationship because she knows that I'm coming here. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never had, like, a conversation this mature with a woman in my entire life. Like, it was fucking insane.
It's insane. So now it's time to play Capture the Flag, which is notable only because at one point Craig falls over and hits his knee on a rock. And he's like, oh, the rocks are right here. Oh,
there are rocks out here. I'm not playing in this fucking rock field anymore. Ow, that rock hurt me.
And Craig is definitely the kid that we all like knew in school who would like the moment that things weren't going right, he would then start trying to gaslight everyone playing the game. Like, this game's stupid and everyone doesn't like it because everyone doesn't want to get hit by rocks. So we should just stop. No one wants to play this game anymore.
And he's marching around in a full length fur coat too, which makes it funnier. He's like, ah, fucking rock. So Kyle's like, yeah, I'm trying to remember back. Like, was Craig always a little bitch? Like, drink a hot toddy, do something. All he does is bitch and whine. Craig's like, I just fucking got hurt.
I went face first into a table and I got up and I won the game. Okay. And I looked chic, even though the theme is Arctic. So keep it moving, okay? Because Craig hit his poor little knee on a rock. Game's over. Stupid, stupid boyfriend. Who would date him? Oh, God. Oh, God, it's me.
Oh, God, it's me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Why am I crying right now? Am I crying?
I'm unzipping.
Right now?
I'm unzipping.
So now they go inside and change, and the kitchen drain is stopped up. So stuff is coming up the drain. And Kyle's like, what the fuck? And Tom's like, give me a plunger, bro. I want the vibe to stay fun. You know, like I was a dishwasher at one point. So you know what? I bet if I start cleaning, then everyone's going to start cleaning. And like, it's going to be a vibe, a cleaning vibe.
Nope, it's just going to be you cleaning. So yeah, actually, it's just
you cleaning while Paige and Craig, Craige, lie on the couch and Sierra and Amanda just like gossip. Sorry.
Yeah, nice try, exactly. Though. So then Schwartz, this is sad, actually. Schwartz is telling Kyle that his dad has been in the hospital for like 96 days and he feels really guilty that he can't see his dad more and how this has had a negative impact on his relationship with Katie, which is really, really sad. But I think like, I am also like, this is super sad, and I do believe it's having a negative impact on your relationship with Katie. But the other things that are having negative relationship with Katie is like all the other things that you don't do or don't do, like everything we saw in Vanderpump Rules. So
well, it's also like taking Tom's side on everything. And now, right now, you're on a vacation with Tom, which I'm sure she's loving, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I'm being optimistic, which is a lie. I'm just lying to myself. It's the most stressful I've ever, the most stressed out I've ever been. So by necessity, I've been lackluster, you know? It's not like all those other times you guys have seen me on TV where, you know, it's just like, luster. Luster, you know, now it's just like lackluster, which is lackluster, but, you know, lacking in some ways, much like I have been with Katie. God, I'm sorry, Katie. Hope you're having fun while I'm on vacation with Tom. Send my dad a card, would you? Thanks.
This is depressing. So how about I just talk about myself instead? Yeah, I've been in a stress bubble before, but my stress bubble just looks more like, you know, alcoholic tea. But you can't appreciate it unless you're from afar. And so, like, sometimes we just need people to walk up and be like, yo, take a break. Take a break. Take a break.
You know what? Luke's here. So, really, I want to just, like, be in, like, a pool of maple syrup. I just don't want to have to think about stuff. And Luke's like, gotcha, bro. Okay? No one else was raised like this. Okay? Come outside. The white stuff that's cold that we were just in. Come out there. I'll be there right next to a tree getting ready to tap it. Okay?
Yeah,
just for you, bro.
I was going to tap a tree to make you some syrup, but then Craig started yelling at me and said I have to wait for the tree's consent.
I'm going to tap that tree so hard it's going to call itself, bring into noise, bring into trunk. Okay? I'll see you out there.
Oh, that was... I'm telling Dom you made that joke. So
I quit. Don't worry, everybody. I quit.
Bring in the noise. Bring in the trunk.
So now, Amanda, the girls are gathered at the windows watching the guys who are downstairs doing like shirtless snow angels. And they're like idiots. They just like, what idiots? So then all the guys finish and they run up and all jump in the hot tub together. And Luke's like, wow, guys, we battled on the field, but now we can celebrate, break bread together, put it in a glass dish covered in cheese, mayonnaise, and some Fritos, and, you know, call it a hot dish, you know?
Cheers to what could potentially be a very exciting homoerotic moment for all of us here in this hot tub. Anyone? No? Okay, we'll keep it PG.
Surely someone put enough chlorine in here that we don't all get each other's diseases, right? Surely someone responsible did that, right? Right, guys?
So Kyle's like, all right, everyone, what's the craziest thing you've done in a hot tub? Which, by the way, I feel like how crazy can it really get?
My taxes.
Did you say taxes?
Yeah, my taxes. It's the craziest shit you did in a hot tub. My taxes. I mean, what are people going to say? They fucked. What do you think they fucked? Did?
Like,
they fucked.
But like, there's like an asymptotic thing there. Like, you can only get so far. I mean, I had sex with a girl in a hot tub. I had sex with two girls in a hot tub. I had sex with three girls. I want someone to say, I designed Heidi Klum's worm Halloween costume in a hot tub.
Well, those are our hot tub parties. No, those are like the gay ones. So Craig's like, Austin turned down group sex with me. And Austin's like, yeah, because like I didn't know if I was ready to see Craig have sex. Sorry.
And then Sandoval says, dude, like Schwartz and I, we have a pact that we want to go our entire lives without seeing each other's dicks. Which I'm really surprised that is where they are drawing their boundary, you know?
Right? And Austin's like, whoa, you haven't seen it? You haven't seen each other's dicks? Because Austin is now getting confirmation that him and Craig's relationship is normal because he just wants to see Craig's dick so bad, you know? And then it just turns to all the guys wanting to see each other's dicks. So then, you know, I have to say, this should have been a kind of a turn on. Not at all.
No.
Really. Not at all.
I think it's because it was Austin who was driving this dick energy, because we see a flashback of Austin pulling Kyle to the side to look at Kyle's dick. And it would have been just like, I think it would have been so much hotter if it was Luke who was doing this. He was like, hey, can I see your dick? I'll show you mine. I'd be like, oh my God, this show. Woo! But because it's Austin, it's like, oh, you ruined it, Austin.
So then they cut to Paige, who's done nothing, you know? So she just kind of breezes into the kitchen and goes, wow, it's so clean. Yeah, it's fucking magic.
Well, that worked. So then Rachel and Jason are talking in the kitchen, and Rachel's like, did you guys make all this food? Oh my God, you guys have it under control. And he's like, huh, by guys, you mean me? And she's like, yeah, wow. You know, in my family, like, you're supposed to, like, go to college, get a good education, get married, start having kids. I didn't do any of that, okay? Like, literally none of it. And here I am meeting this super sweet guy who cooks. So, like, of course I want to be with him. Why wouldn't I want to be with him?
And then she goes, but then I'm like, am I settling? Am I just saying, hey, here's this gorgeous guy who treats me with respect, who only wants to cook food for me and get to know me for me and go at a respectable pace? Am I just settling for that?
Right. And then it cuts to him going, hey, have you ever had a whole fish?
Ever cooked a whole fish before?
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, I don't want to settle. Please don't let me settle.
I don't know. I can't help but feel like there's a perfect man out there. And I don't know. I'm just settling for Jason. I'm like, Jason is so hot. Well, not it's not about hotness, but honestly, he is so hot, and that he cooks, and he's so nice and so friendly. I'm like, girl, lock that down. Lock it down.
So then Jess is eating something in her room, and Rachel's like, oh my God, are you eating? And she goes, yeah, like, we literally haven't eaten all day. So how are you feeling about stuff? And Rachel says, I mean, like, I'm okay. It's like hard to infiltrate the girls because they're like super close, but like not the guys, but the girls, they're like harder to crack because like girls are complicated. I mean, has one girl here asked you if you've ever had a full fish? Like, not me.
And Jessica's like, she's like, yeah, I always get along better with guys than I do with girls. Like, girls, like, when guys make fun of my crusty buns, it's like funny, but when girls do it, it's like mean, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the girls are like intimidated by me, you know? And at first the girls were cool, but like now I don't know. Like, I really don't know if Paige likes me, because like, you know, I think it's because I keep calling Corey Craig. Like, I don't know, but like, I'm not attracted to Craig, okay? I mean, you couldn't pay me enough to steal Craig. Like, I don't want Craig. Jessica, get the fuck over yourself, okay? No one is accusing you of trying to steal Craig with your undeniable gorgeousity.
Yeah, she goes, the guys I kind of attract guys because of my sex appeal.
You don't say. Well. Yeah, I wonder why you're just not your sparkling conversation. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Jessica's like, yeah. Also, notice she goes right towards the guys. And then she's like, oh my God, the girls just don't like me. Oh my God, Craig is so gross. I would not be into Craig whatsoever. He is like disgusting. He is like a walking turd. And anyone who would date him is just like sad because they have no standards. Anyway, I don't know why Paige doesn't like me.
If Paige doesn't like me, it's because she's afraid I'm so gorgeous that her boyfriend's going to fall in love with me. What an asshole. So then Luke and Jason are mixing a salad, and Jason goes, what kind of salad dressing is that? And he goes, oh, I just put lemon on it and some vinegar and some oil. And Jason goes, wow.
Wow. And Craig didn't yell at you for squeezing that lemon? So...
sorry, that lemon wants to fuck me. Oh God, Jessica heard us talk.
Did you see this weird shot of Austin? Was he like licking a ketchup cap or something, or squeezing honey into his mouth? What was that? Did you see that?
I don't know. Sometimes when Austin comes on the screen, I just see like a big black bar. Like, my brain, I think, just kind of edits him out.
Yeah, that's good. That's a survival mechanism.
Yeah. So dinner. Trauma bonding. So dinner seating, and they're having hot dogs and salad and crackers with some old salmon on top.
Yeah, when Rachel went into the kitchen and was like very impressed with what was happening in there, I kind of thought the meal was going to be in turn impressive. I mean, it was fine. It was fine.
Rachel's just sitting there with a whole fish by herself. Like, why, thank you.
Thanks for this red snapper.
So the Toms are like, wow, thanks for having us. What a pleasure. And they all cheers. And Sierra there's like grilled vegetables on a plate. And Sierra goes, what kind of salad is that? And Craig goes, I didn't make it, Sierra. She goes, oh my God, why are you so pissy? Like, don't call me up on my government name like that. What did I do to you?
He goes, You didn't do anything to me. I'm just expressing myself.
Well, expressing, fix the way you're expressing yourself. Stupid.
So Paige is like, Craig is wearing on me every single day. Like, I'm trying to keep it all in and not address the stress that Craig has already put on the house as at a level 10. But like, do you know how mentally draining that is? And the fact that I actually paid full price for this outfit, like, it's bothering me so much, but I had to admit it. It's terrible.
So then Austin's like, all right, we're going to pick up our plates and we're going to put them in the wash. Look, everyone's going to do it. Okay. Oh, wait, we don't have a trash can. What are we going to do? Where's the trash can? So then Tom turns on the hot water and starts washing dishes. And they're like, bro, you're putting your hand in that water?
That was Schwartz who said that, I thought. I thought Schwartz said, ow, that's hot. You're putting your hands in that water? Like, because of course Schwartz would be scared of hot water.
So that, well, he does like a cold handy. There's something weird with Schwartz. Remember he said that? He likes a cold handy. That's what he said last season. Tom, when Sandoval's like, bro, you need to jerk off to get some sperm for a baby, and I know you like it cold, so I brought you an ice pack to jerk off with. He's like, yeah, I do love a cold one.
It's odd. So then
I will never forget that, by the way. I mean, if Tom Schwartz ever passes, God forbid, the first thing I'm going to think of is, God, he loved a cold handy.
I don't think I've really picked up on that. He liked a cold handy. Or at least it didn't stick with me, but now it will. So Rachel brings out a box. No pun
intended.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Rachel brings out more shots before they go out. And Schwartz goes, I just want toxic positivity the rest of the night.
So they go out to a bar called Auto Service. And so let's see. People are drinking some people are drinking cider. And so Sierra comes up and she's like, hey, everybody, cheers, cider. And Austin's like, whoa, cider? She goes, yeah, try it. It's good. And he goes, I was like, who's going to let me taste her cider? Not Sierra.
What? God, life is full of so many curveballs, isn't it, Austin? You never know.
So then Schwartz and Kyle are doing that guy thing where guys are in a relationship, and then that's all they want to talk about. But yeah, they don't want to hear about the other one. They just want to talk about their own. So Kyle's like, whoa, I just feel like when we get each other, like, wasted, like, it's so fun. He's like, yeah. Oh, this is Schwartz, by the way. He's like, yeah, so how's it been for your relationship? He's like, I'm in the honeymoon stage, a.k.a. no more wedding to plan. Like, we, like, love each other, but it's not easy. Yeah, but you guys have, like, put work into it, and I've been guilty of not putting work into it lately because I'm absorbed in my own little world, and, like, you can't do that to your partner. He's like,
yeah, you can't.
Great. Glad you asked me about my relationship so I can listen to you whine about yours for the rest of the night.
Yeah, but for real, though, you do have to work at it because, you know, if you don't work at your relationship for an extended period of time, it's not going to work out. Like, look at me and Katie. I've never worked at our relationship. And look at us now.
It's like, well, where are you right now? He's like, it's hard. There's a lot to unpack. And then he tells us, at this point, Katie's basically left me. She, like, formally sat me down and divorced me. But I haven't admitted it to my friends because I've bottled up emotions. You know, it's not easy. Plus, it's not on camera, so I'm not really going to get any pousse from it. So, you know, you got to really wait till that chicken's ready to hatch.
And then, you know, Schwartz has kind of annoyed me the past few seasons on Vanderpump Rules because I found, like, his cutesy thing was really tiresome and sad, and I have felt like he's really been a shitty husband to Katie. But I think I'm starting to like him again because he finally showed some self-awareness because he goes, I've been so mediocre. That's the word. I'm like, you know what? Admitting it is half the battle. Congratulations, Schwartz. You're on the path to mediocre redemption.
So then the ladies are talking and Rachel's like, Sierra, I feel like Austin's flirting with you. Is Austin flirting with you? And Jess goes, yeah, like, she's so hot when she gets dressed up. I would flirt with her too. And Sierra goes, oh, wait, you're bisexual? She goes, yeah, but I would never date a girl. That's gross. And Paige says, okay, well, how many times have you hooked up with a girl? More than 10.
I wonder why she doesn't get along with girls. She's bisexual. She's like, I would never date a girl.
This girl's a fucking mess. And what kind of answer is that? More than 10. So Amanda says, okay, well, out of all of us, who would you hook up with? And she's like, Sierra, are you not following the thread here? Sierra's hot.
Follow-up question? If this bar were burning down, who would you leave to die? Jules. Oh, my God.
I'll make out with you now.
So Sierra's like, okay, well, we should make out then. Fuck the boys. We'll just kiss. I mean, nothing's going to turn boys on more than like two hot girls kissing in a bar. So come here. So they kiss and everyone's like, woo. So then Jess is like, so who do you think is the most gentlemany type? And they're like, Jason.
And Paige is like, hey, new girl. Remember when we went out the other day and you were like, hey, like, and like you and Jason were like really vibing? And Rachel's like, yeah. Rachel's like, do you feel that?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Vibe anymore? And Rachel's like, well, I just want him to be more aggressive. Like, is he into me? And all the girls are like, yes. And she goes, well, I would never know. I feel friend zoned.
And Paige is like, yeah, I hate when a guy's not aggressive enough. She's like, what if he was more aggressive? Would you be into that? It's like this show is gonna make everybody crazy. So she's like, you know, I'm totally open.
Oh, you're right.
But there is a happy medium, I guess, between Luke and what Jason is doing. I mean, I get it, but it's just like the language is like, huh. So then Rachel's like, yeah, I mean, I would be totally open, but like he hasn't asked. And so like it's confusing because like I don't like being confused about who's interested in me. You know, like if I don't know who's interested in me, I don't know if I'm settling or not.
You know, it's really hard being a florist when you come onto the show and you brought all the roses and you want to hand them out and you can't tell who's actually on The Bachelorette with you. You know what I'm saying?
So then Jess and Corey are talking. He's like, you're cute. Just, you have to like slow down to think I'm cute. Cause you're like, oh, passing by. Oh, you are cute. He goes, no, I know you're cute. Yeah. Well, most guys are into me, but you weren't. So I was like, oh my God, that's so intriguing. Oh my God.
I can't deal with all inside these
boys.
People.
Fucking inside boys. It's not a game when you guys are telling each other, you know? He's like, I think you're hot. I just pretend you're not hot, so you'll think I'm hot. Yeah, but like you, I'm hot, and I know I'm hot, but like you're not pretending I'm hot, so like it makes me think you're hot. That's what I just said. I know. I want to fuck you. No. See? Oh my God. I'm so horny now.
Do you think they're going to – I feel like Jess is such a lunatic. I think that we're going to – I think she is now fully being inserted into this whole world. Do we think that she's going to be on Summer House? I guess we could look that up, but I feel like – it would be crazy if they don't have her on Summer House. She is just the brand of crazy that they love to have.
I don't know. Good. I'm not psychic about things like that. We'll see. So, time will tell.
We'll never stop. Everyone thinks I'm really hot.
Why doesn't this song like me?
I just want her to bring her undeniable sex appeal to the Hamptons. So Sandoval is now talking to Austin, asking if Austin's in a relationship. And Austin's like, I would say that I am. And Sandoval's like, dude, what's her name? Her name is Olivia. I don't know. Sierra dancing on a bar.
Yeah, cut to Sierra, like bent over on a bar, like squatting, no, on her hands and knees on a bar, like shaking her ass and stuff. And Austin starts staring at her while he's talking to Tom, and he starts looking so nervous. He's like licking his lips and looking around and then staring more and then looking around. And Tom's like,
so when you come out here, how do you feel about the relationship back home? Like, are you free to hook up with other girls?
And Austin's like, let's say this, we haven't put the title on it because we're like having fun together, but like if I grow the balls, like I definitely will ask her to marry me in 2 years. God, she's hot. Look, still staring at Sierra.
Yeah, it's a bad sign. And so then they're going to leave. So they're pulling people off. Like the guys are helping the girls off the bar, and Jason helps Rachel off the bar. And it's like, oh God, is he into her? I just can't tell. So then now they all head back to the house, and Rachel basically turns to Jason and goes, Jason, do you like me? Because I can't tell. And he goes, is that a question? I mean, I literally gave you an entire grouper for dinner tonight, and everyone else got burgers.
She goes, yeah, because you haven't said one word. And he's like, I like you. She goes, okay, now what? And then she goes into the kitchen. He's just like, oh my God, now I'm going to walk through the hallway really slowly and not talk to her again till the end of the night. Yes.
I know. And I will do awkward things around her. So partying, and they're partying. It looked like the guys do that thing where they put oil on the floor so they were slipping around. And then
Craig pulls out pepper and starts grinding pepper on the floor. And so they all act like they're sliding all over the pepper. Like, Craig.
I thought they were. So my interpretation of this artistic moment was that they had put oil down and were sliding on the oil. And then Craig was just peppering the oil. And then because that's why Paige was going, guys, we're not marinating the floor. But either way, the one thing we do know is that Craig did have a pepper grinder and was grinding pepper on the floor.
Yes. So let's see what happens after this.
Then Austin has like a giant speaker that he's like bobbling on his shoulder, and it falls over and onto the floor, probably dented the new wood flooring. And Sierra's like, Austin, what the fuck? You're acting like an idiot when I'm trying to show the world that you're a really thoughtful and interesting person.
So then Jess and Corey are hanging out, and he goes into her room, and he's like, whoa, your room is gross. And she's like, whatever, it's just a room, because it's trashed, you know? And he goes, you have a half-eaten sandwich on your dresser. And she's like, okay, then go. And he goes, you look hot, though. You really look hot, though.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it, because it's so effective. I think that's why I don't like it. Because I just see how much success he has with it. And it's so transparent. I feel like it's so transparent. Like, you see exactly what he's doing, and yet it does work. So now Jason has his arm around Rachel, like a brother and sister, and he kisses her head. I'm like, she may have a point about his game. It's not the best.
And she grabs his face, and she's like, I'm going to bed, and then gives him a big kiss. And he's like, whoa, tweet, 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 tweet.
I know.
Corey and Jess are on the couch now, and he's like, what's your type? And she's like, I'm you. And he goes, good answer. And he goes, I like how you did, like, finger guns for that. That was so hot. She's like, yeah, but I think we should wait, though. For what? To fuck. And he goes, I don't want to fuck you. She goes, you don't want to fuck me.
Really? I'm just like used to guys wanting to fuck. And he goes, I've obviously seen all that shit. Look, I've got a pearl necklace on. I'm enlightened. And she goes, you're so difficult. Why can't you be easier? So she's like really into the fact that like he wants to take it slow, which is bullshit because next episode we see them on the previews fucking.
So. Well, slower. Somewhere than they could have been. And so then we go to Paige and Craig in night cam, and he's like stumbling into the room, and she goes, when you go downstairs, will you bring your soup bowl? He goes,
I didn't hear like a thing you just said right now. So.
She goes, well, I said it three times, so I'm not going to say it anymore, Craig. He's like, I'm sorry, baby. Can you say it one more time?
Okay. No. She's like, I have to resume sighing on my pillow.
Yeah.
So now the Toms are sharing a bed, and Sandoval's like, do you want to watch a movie? I can put it here on my laptop. And Schwartz goes, Ninja Turtles? And Luke is in the next bed over. He goes, you guys are a riot. I love it. Hey, question. What do you guys think about lighting fireworks next to a boat? Okay, you will be judged on this answer.
Sounds fun. Gotta hate you guys. So Amanda and Kyle are in bed, and Kyle's like, oh my God, Amanda, what the fuck? Those are two massive boogers. And she's picking her nose and trying to wipe them on his arm. And he's like, she goes, yeah. And he goes, oh my God, three boogers, Amanda? Oh, I'm going to throw up.
You know, I think they actually may have a healthier relationship than I thought.
Well, they do now. I mean, yeah. They're just like arguing over poop and putting boogers on each other as they go to bed.
I feel like that's the foundation of a successful marriage, right? I
just congrats, you guys finally did it. I mean, how many seasons have you been on television now? And we can honestly say, God, more power to you. You did it. It works.
So now it's the morning and Austin is calling Olivia and he's like, babe, what's wrong? She goes, nothing. I just woke up. Well, I woke up fully clothed. Jacket on still. I look like goddamn Bette Midler right now. She goes, cool.
But yeah, we went to a bar. He's in his underwear playing with his dick because he's Austin and he cannot keep his hands off of his dick. He just keeps playing with his dick. So then in the kitchen, Rachel's like, what are you doing? Ramen? And Jason's like, whatever it takes at this point. Hey, did you have fun last night? Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Me too. I'm glad she made the first move because, like, I'm not a first move kind of guy, but I'm excited to see, like, is there a relationship? Is there, like, a fling here? God, I should say something about ramen. What should I say?
It's like, bro, you are making more moves on your ramen than you are on Rachel, for crying out loud. So, like,
oh my God, I had wild dreams last night. He goes, was I in them? She goes, I don't even know. I don't think so, though.
So then Schwartz is saying, Kyle, I'm not going to rush you guys because this is my house, not my moment. Also, I'm afraid of rushing, but we should get onto the slopes. So they're all changing and everyone's getting dressed. And now here comes a pivotal moment. Luke is doing something to Craig's snowboard, like fixing it or adjusting it or something like that. And Paige is watching and Paige tells us,
Craig saw a snowboard that he really liked. And I wrapped it and gave it to him. And he loved it for his birthday.
And then we find out that Craig's bindings didn't fit with the snowboard. He's like, but baby, I'm going to wear the boots and the bindings you gave me. And she's like, whatever. Like, send the snowboard back. Let me get my money back. I'll never get this man a gift again. Never, ever, ever. And I just like wrote that all down because I'm like, surely this feels like the sort of stupid thing that's like in the middle of the show that we think we don't have to pay attention to. And it's going to become the cornerstone of a massive fight.
Yeah. And called it.
It does.
Yeah. So then we get some more Rachel history. She's like, wow, when I grew up, I was a belly dancer, a bricklayer, a faux painter for walls, a grass cutter. I was really into volleyball. I really liked cleaning out garbage disposals or fridge. You know, sometimes I like cleaning out the fridge. I also liked macrame, color by numbers, but I really never liked skiing. It's like, wow. Well, make a movie about it.
Congratulations. She's like,
I've never been to me.
So now I guess they're on the slopes. I think this is when I started to fall asleep. So now that they're on the slopes and now the girls are standing around and they're just talking about last night. And Sierra's asking about Rachel and Jason. And Rachel's like, yeah, I feel like a few shots loosened him up a little. Like at one point he came in like he was going to kiss me. And then he just sort of moved backwards and ran into a corner and cried. So I feel like that was progress.
So then the guys, Craig's like, I want to know if anyone hooked up last night. Corey's like, oh, I could have, but like, I denied her. I go, denied her? She's like, yeah, it's my game. So then Sierra and Jess are talking. She's like, yeah, like it was so cute. He was like cuddling me and like massaging me. What's your sexual attention? Yeah, but then he wouldn't have sex with me. He wouldn't even kiss me. Like he'll get me going, but then he'll stop. And then cuts to Corey like, yeah, I'm doing a different game than the other guys she's used to. She invited me to her room, but her bed was dirty, so I left.
Corey, okay, you're not revolutionizing games. This is called Hard to Get. It has a name. It's called Hard to Get.
I'm cracking up. And Carl's like, wow, that's an angle. So Jess is like, so basically I'm in love. Kidding. I would never have guessed it's Corey. I mean, it's so crazy. Like the hottest blonde girl in the house going for like the biggest, most muscular, bleachy, teethy guy in the house. Like, who would have thought, right?
Yeah. Who would have thought that I'd be drawn to the guy with the best body who also has his shirt off the most? I can't believe it.
It's like nuts, you guys.
So elsewhere, Amanda notices that Paige is really quiet, which is funny because Paige is usually pretty quiet. So Paige is like, well, I'm like the type of person where if there's a confrontation, I get anxious and I can't bounce back from it. And Craig is like, is so like, this is how I feel. And I'm standing up for myself. And I'm like, okay, but like other people have feelings too. Like other people have Zoom calls that they need to do in the middle of dinner at the dinner table. Okay. Like, I don't understand.
Oh my God, you know what you're doing? You're just like repeating everything I said about Kyle. And she's like, yeah, well, I woke up this morning and I was like, literally, I want to go home because this is like so uncomfortable. And Amanda's like, Paige, come here. I know how it feels because remember when you were giving me so much shit about Kyle?
You know, like Paige, it like it kind of eats at you and you get sad and you start questioning things and spiraling. Like, luckily, I haven't done anything like buy him like a really cute gift that he never uses or anything like that. Oh my God, Paige, you're crying even more.
It's just like so much. It like really weighs on me. Like, what am I going to do with that snowboard?
I'm too sensitive. I'm just too beautiful and too sensitive and too good at making an ensemble. I can't do this anymore. I have to go.
Oh, gosh, Winterhouse. Well, that brings us to the end of Winterhausen.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back on Monday with some Real Housewives of Potomac. And, of course, take a seat on Spotify Live. So join us there and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying. Okay. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.